I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, from Colin Kaepernick to an Austrian soccer player who may or may not have stood up to the Nazis, we'll look at athletes who stand or sit or kneel in protest. But now it's time for this week's news with Charlie Pierce. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
It's not normal for us to start this segment by talking about USA Gymnastics, but these are not normal times. We're going to take this week's developments one by one, starting with the arrest on Wednesday of Steve Penny, the organization's former president. Did you ever think you'd see something like this?
Well, first of all, unfortunately, it's becoming all too common that we start this segment with talking about USA Gymnastics.
It's true.
And for all the wrong reasons. This guy's unbelievable. This Steve Penny guy, he took it on the lam. This guy ran a sports organization.
Right.
And he's on the lam. And they have to track him down in Gatlinburg, where they have to bring him back to Huntsville, Texas.
A grand jury in Texas has indicted Penny for allegedly destroying or hiding documents relating to Dr. Larry Nassar, who has been sentenced to more than 100 years in prison for sexually abusing athletes. And I really, really want to see what's in those missing documents,
yeah,
don't you?
As does everyone else, including, I suspect, some of Nassar's victims. I think one way or another, either at this guy's trial or in the discovery, in the 8 zillion lawsuits that are going to be filed against USA Gymnastics, we're going to see what's in the documents, and it's not going to be great.
So let's talk about Mary Bono. She was announced,
which I never thought I would do again, by the way.
Right. Well, she was announced last Friday as USA Gymnastics' new interim president. By Tuesday, she had resigned. There were two major issues. First up, does the fact that Ms. Bono worked for a law firm that also represented Larry Nassar disqualify her from running USA Gymnastics?
Yes. Next question.
All right. Next question. The second issue to me is a bit more complicated. In September, a month before she got the job, Mary Bono tweeted an image, and in it, she was using a marker to black out the swoosh on her golf shoes. And as anti-Colin Kaepernick tweets go, this one was pretty tame. I might disagree with her point of view, but I respect her right to express it. You?
Yeah, well, first of all, I missed the memo in which Mary Bono somehow became qualified to run USA Gymnastics.
True.
Second of all, she managed to alienate both Nike and Simone Biles. When you've alienated the primary corporate sugar daddy and the face of your sport, it's really time to go. And it's pretty convincing evidence that you shouldn't have been there in the first place.
I mean, what can USA Gymnastics do at this point to at all bring anybody back?
The Olympics will bring people back. You will see what will probably be a Nike-fueled run-up to the next Olympics, where whoever represents the United States, and God knows Simone Biles is going to be one of them, are going to be the redemption team. They're going to be the ones who bring honesty and non-criminal behavior back to women's gymnastics. And it will sell because the Olympics will help it sell.
Charlie, you and I have been saying for a while that the best thing that the NFL could do regarding players who choose to kneel is absolutely nothing. And they seem to have listened to us. Are you surprised?
No, because we're smart, Karen, and more people should listen to us. No, I mean, the basic problem the NFL had with the whole anthem thing was they had three or four owners who were off the reservation on it. Jerry Jones, Bob McNair down in Houston, Jerry Richardson in Carolina. Those guys have been pretty much marginalized if they didn't depart the league entirely, like Jerry Richardson. And once cooler heads prevailed, they realized that probably 40% of their fans are at the beer stand during the anthem anyway. And the ones that, you know, are offended by this, they can afford to offend.
What I really love about this story is that they actually came up with actual data that showed that tweets made by the president didn't turn
right.
fans off to the football. What turned fans off to football was those owners speaking up.
Right.
And finally, Charlie, I want to draw your attention to the Kenya Ice Lions. Because the country only has enough ice hockey players to field one team, they had never played a game against an opponent. So why has this team made international news?
First of all, I want a jersey.
Oh,
I want a jersey
nice.
So bad. Apparently, Sidney Crosby and Nathan MacKinnon helped these guys come to Toronto to play against a team of firefighters. And then Crosby and MacKinnon played for the Kenyans. The last story on our segment every week is usually a funny one.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a funny one. This is an aww.
Aww.
And MacKinnon even said, hey, these guys skate really fast, which is pretty good considering most of them didn't skate before last year.
There's a video because, of course, it's sponsored by a coffee company. And my favorite bit is one of the Kenyan players reaches out and, like, pats Sidney Crosby on the face and says, is it really you?
I've always maintained you can sell hockey anywhere if you give it a chance. You could sell hockey in Kenya. I hope the Ice Lions practice very hard and are in the next Olympics, because they will be the biggest thing there.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins us each week here on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.